morning. As you know, this week we're celebrating Easter, the rising of Jesus. It's the very heart and substance of the faith. When Jesus rose from the dead, he appeared to his disciples in the upper room, the room where just a few days earlier, on the Thursday night, they had shared their Last Supper together. A lot can happen between a Thursday and a Sunday. The disciples were huddled together in grief, bewilderment, and fear. Their minds were buzzing with questions. Why? Why Jesus? Why the sinless one? Why the one who healed and helped everyone? Why do the innocent suffer, the wicked prosper? Why did they kill him? And their stomachs were churning with a whole mixture of emotions. Shock, anger, guilt, God-forsakenness, helplessness, emptiness, numbness. The light of their life had gone out, the light of the world extinguished. How could it be? God is dead? Hate wins? There's no justice. There's no hope. Life is over. Suddenly, the risen Jesus appeared to them in the room. Although the doors were firmly bolted in case the Romans tried to crucify the followers, just like they'd executed the Master, there he was, live, in person, saying his usual catchphrase, "Fear not." Unfortunately, one of the dozen disciples was not there when Jesus appeared. And when Thomas came back and heard them all ranting excitedly about Jesus being alive, he understandably said, "Unless I see him for myself, unless I see the nail marks in his hands, unless I touch him for real, there's no way I can feel it and believe it." Fair enough. History has cruelly labelled him Doubting Thomas, but he has a point. But the good news for us doubters is that a week later, Jesus made a special reappearance just for Thomas's benefit. Jesus respects honest, genuine, sincere doubt, not the mud-slinging cynicism. So Jesus said, "Peace be with you." And specifically to Thomas, Jesus said, "Put your finger here. Look at my hands. Stretch out your hand and put it in my side. Stop your doubting and believe." And Thomas and myself and millions of other believers down the years worshipped Jesus, saying the only thing we can say, "My Lord and my God."